You got still got my Insta and that.
Who?
Zay.
I still got his Insta, but he never posts.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know when it was, bro. I don't even know the last time I spoke to him. I know he hit me up randomly, like, saying he was like proud of me or something. But like, I don't even remember when that was. Maybe like last year.
Sorry. It's been clanging and banging since you came in here.
What up?
Cool.
Well, I can post this.
Sorry?
I can post this.
Post whatever you want, G.
Yeah, you don't care. Yeah.
This ain't no secret society.
I know some people like to have it a secret until it comes out, innit?
If anything, it drums it up. People be like, oh, cool, he's doing it then, man. I'll look out for it, you get me?
Like, why did you choose green?
Green
represents the jungle.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No,
green's just like a good colour. I think green's like the best colour.
Earthy colour, innit?
Neutral.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't mind it still.
It's not a conscious decision. I was picking green, is it? It just happened, didn't it?
Just happened. Then I was like, I didn't like any other colours.
Well, let's stick to it.
So everything is, all your episodes are like green.
Some will happen like blue and then it'll just be like, meh.
Okay.
Don't mind green still.
How's everyone been?
I can't complain. I mean,
you seen you guys in town. Obviously, I wasn't here last time.
Little STD. Little STD.
Bro, do you know what's so
STD.
Crazy?
Yeah.
Do you see me?
It is going to be funny.
When I get ill, it's fucked. And I'll tell you why it's fucked. Because I'll get ill in like half an hour. And you know, sometimes feel it coming. Pause. For me, it's like literally half an hour. I felt a bit dizzy. I had like a sore throat. Pause. I went gym. Midway through the session, I felt like I was gonna drop the weight on my face.
What's this, COVID?
No, it wasn't even COVID.
Because when I had COVID, the first time I ever had it, bro, it hit me like that.
Had it more than once.
I was fine. I've had it twice, innit?
That's childish, bro.
I had it the first time, and I was chilling, and then I was in the gym, and I remember I was benching, innit? And I just sat there for like 10 minutes, and I've never taken that long of a break. And then I was like, wait a minute, I feel a bit weird. Yeah. And then I got a yard, finished.
Written, because even me after, I was like, cool, fuck it, sack it off. I've gone sauna, see if I can like chill, made it worse.
Yeah.
I've gone yard now, and as soon as I've gotten into my crib, I've just gotten into bed. Literally, that was at like 4 o'clock on Sunday. Whole of Sunday, I was in bed. Then I remember I messaged the group chat, I was like, yo, you man, I'm gonna have to do this on the vault, man. I can't even get out of bed. Whole of Monday, I was in bed. Tuesday, I felt better, but for like a day and a half, I was written off, bro.
What was it, the cold?
I don't know. I never had cold. I just had like a headache, crazy headache, and like joints were just hurting, and like just a little bit of light would like hurt. So even like looking
that
at
sounds like
migraine.
COVID.
Yeah,
it's giving COVID.
But I never had no cold symptoms.
Giving COVID.
But the second time I had COVID, it was completely different.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Completely different.
I mean, I'm good now.
Yeah, that's what.
So I missed last week's episode. Yeah.
Getting COVID past 2021 is mad childish, bro. Yeah. Like you got like, bro, give it up, man. The cold. I'm calling it COVID.
Yeah, I do hear.
Gym niggas are always sick. I've deeped it.
But you know why?
I'm not even always.
No way.
They're out germs all the time.
You know, I'm going to keep it, but after the gym, I spray up the phone, you know what I mean? I clean up the phone and that, bro. That's the problem with man them. They be in the gym, they be picking their nose, biting their fingernails and that after they just touch like 100 bars.
But I remember when I first started going to the gym, it was a bro who used to walk around the showers and that barefoot. I go, my nigga, where's your sliders? He goes, no, I don't need none of that. I ain't seen him in like 3 weeks.
But then,
athlete's foot.
You see, a man will say that, but he won't wash his hands after the gym.
It's crazy.
Mm.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, how can you be mad at a man walking around? You can't even wash your hands after the gym.
Don't even want to send shots, but you know, them white folk just be going for a pee and not even washing their hands.
Bro, do you know how many white men said to me, I never washed my hands after a pee after COVID?
A lot of COVID,
like, oh, COVID. I'm washing my hands.
Yeah. It wasn't until COVID.
That's disgusting, bro.
Yeah, crazy. No, people are definitely debating about that, like, around COVID. Like, why are you making us wash our hands?
Nice. But, bro, from early I was doing, you know, like, when you're touching the handles and that with the foot.
I don't touch my hands.
I've said I'm not a germaphobe, so like stuff like that. Like, as long as I'll clean my hands, but I don't mind touching something dirty. Like,
but the thing is, you see, like when you're in a public toilet, and you wash your hands and then you open the handle.
No, I don't. I go back, get tissue.
Or you hit it with the, you know what I mean, or the foot. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wait, someone come in. So,
I
don't use hand dryers in public.
Yeah,
toilets.
Neither do I.
Once I heard hand dryers, it puts all shit.
I just air dry it.
They got like a cotton swab in it and they swabbed like where the air comes out from, putting it in a petri dish. left it for like 2 days, my nigga. They had everything growing up.
Oh, no.
But sometimes I use it. Like, I used it in there.
Because with me,
I used it right in there, but it's clean in here.
Like with all my friends, they're like the same. But then it's like, I've said it, it's like different lifestyles we've had or jobs. It's like, bro, I've been in jobs where I was in a tunnel for 12 hours, them TFL tunnels.
Yeah.
Thinking, I care about a little bit of piss amount?
You got that music.
I can't do that.
It's either my immune system's ready to like break down or it's just great because I've been around germs.
Yeah, do you know what? It's no, but you're right though, because there is something to that. Like even when, you know, when you were a kid and you used to get like a vaccine or whatever, they give you a little bit of like whatever it is so your body can fight it. There is shutting to your immune system being able to fight against
antibodies or not. Yeah,
I was saying because as kids, I was outside. Like, I was one of them kids making magic potions in the back of my garden.
Yeah, what?
You know, I had a little piss in that little mud, then you just mix it in.
Did you say piss?
Hey, nah, I hear it.
Hey, man. Hey, we were making potions. We were making potions.
Water, okay. Water.
Fair enough.
My potion needs to be a little different from you.
Water.
Hey, smell this. Hey, smell this, gang.
Nah. Fair enough.
Nah, nah, nah. I do hear it.
I ain't judging.
Now, when you was younger, but you know, I was deep in this the other day. Like, I know this sounds wild, but I feel like people in London, their immune system is way better than somebody who lives outside of London.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, like,
we're cramped up around all the people.
And you're a youth touching all the handrails and that on the tube and that. And like, when you live outside of London, you're not exposed to as many people, innit?
Yeah.
No, right, for sure. Especially when you're outside of London as well. It might sound trivial, but you drive everywhere, innit?
Yeah,
like when you live in certain places, there is no public transport. No, there's a bus every hour. From when you're a kid, like this is why I've clocked like youths outside of London learn to drive when like 17, 18 as soon, because it's like you can't live life in these places if you don't drive.
Yeah.
So it's like you're not around people, you're not on buses, packed buses, you're not on packed trains.
Yeah,
you get me? So it's just
it's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we saying introductions.
Yeah, that's it.
We might as well. Mm-hmm. We've got two new guests here.
Mm.
Oh, who's new here?
You
said two.
Yeah, FD.
Me.
Yeah,
I didn't realize he was so comfy.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. It's FD from the uni. We comfy anywhere. Anywhere.
Introduce yourself,
ladies.
Guys.
First, introduce yourself.
Okay, I'm Brenya. I'm an artist from London, West London.
Come on.
Ew.
Yeah. What'd you say?
That's what? Ew.
Did you say ew?
Yeah.
Wait.
West London just gives me that little like.
What?
I'm better than everyone.
I didn't say that.
No, that's just West London in general. Like, nothing's really there in West London.
Nah, where says West London is popping right now.
But
you know what?
We have
banging off right now.
We have cleanliness. We have, you know, nice shops. We have safety.
I don't want safety.
I don't know about that.
Or bullets flying.
All right, he said I want bullets flying.
Be alive.
Because like you go to the ghetto, like certain places in East, obviously we're in East right now.
She's sending shots.
I'm not sending shots, but sometimes I step in East London, I'm just like, hey, the ghetto. I love West.
Listen, I'm not going to make the West because these days I rub shoulders with a lot of West niggas.
Yeah.
I can't afford my political career.
You have to check in.
But yeah, we also got my nigga FD here.
Yeah, man, you already know, man. FD from the Uno, FD from the future.
That's wavy.
The voice of the streets right now, man.
Yeah, man, FD's doing big things. We met a couple weeks ago. My nigga Daniel's pop up and just literally chopped it up.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, we're going to make it happen. We're going to get you on the podcast. And you know what I say to people? See, if I go to someone and say, I'm going to get you on the podcast, I'm not just saying that.
Yeah.
If someone comes to me like, yeah, let me get you on the podcast. I'm like, yeah. But it's like, if I go to you and say, I want you to come on the podcast.
I'd be mad phony. I'd be mad like, fake to
if you ask me, I can't lie. If you ask me to come on,
I'm not going to respond. If you ask me, I'm not going to say
If you ask me face to face, I'm going to agree in it because I'm polite.
Nah, I'm not doing that.
But if I ask you to come on, it means I actually want you to come on and I'm offering because I do want to have you on.
I appreciate that, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate it still. Come on. We're here,
getting
man.
Them lies off, though, so it's like...
You be lying.
I be lying a lot, bro. Like, I lie to everyone. I've peeped it, bro. If I can lie to my own mother, I can lie to anyone, bro. Like,
let's not... Everyone's lied to their mum, man. Let's be real, man.
Everyone's stolen money out of her purse.
Okay, whoa.
What did you say?
You haven't stolen money out of your mum's purse?
I'm not gonna lie, I was in some shiesty shit too.
You know what it is? When I was a kid,
shiesty
if I asked her, she would give it to me. I never had to do that.
Nah,
my mum was on some stingy stuff.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah, my mum was not.
What country are you from?
Jamaica.
Oh.
You got a name?
Yeah, I don't know if Jamaicans are stingy, like Jamaican.
No, you know, we're not stingy, we just live within our means. Okay. Like, if my mum didn't have it, she would tell me no, but like, all right, cool.
You'll
but
get anyways.
I mean, I have to get in now. Anyway, I can.
You know what you realize as well? I know we can all relate to this. You know when you were younger and like you would ask your mum for like a certain amount of money or something, and like, let's say for instance you saw like a £20 note in her bag or whatever, and you asked her for like £5, she's like, no, I ain't got it. But you're like, oh, I saw it. But then when you get older, you realize you're that same £20. Like she might have it, but she ain't got it.
Yeah.
Like
you know, that £20 is for sign. Right?
You know what's scary? You see when like say if you ask for £5, yeah, and your mum gives you 10,
yeah,
and that you spend the 5 because you thought she meant like here's 10. Yeah. That is the scariest moment ever. Like, like owing someone money, like you're a 7-year-old owing this grown woman money. You're like, do you have my change?
And you're like, you know,
I've been in that position before.
You know when you had to go shop and then she'll be like, give me the change, but you know, you slid yourself a little pound.
Yeah.
She knows you're lying.
Bro. Yeah.
Now my pops used to draw me out. This is a true story. This is a true story. I asked a nigga for like £2. I'm not kidding, the nigga gave me a pinky. I said, bring back the change. I'm like 9 years old. You want me to walk around with £48 in my pocket? Are you mad?
Oh, man.
You guys try to draw me
that's
out, bro.
Test.
Yeah, that's
what'd you do with £48? What'd you do with it?
You say?
What'd you do with £48?
No, I brought the money back to her. I didn't need £2. I was like 9 years old. I wanted £2.
Nine
I
years gave old, me a pick £48.
I said, bring
like
back
a million,
the change.
Bro.
And back then, that's like £1 million,
that's
you know?
A million, bro.
Inflation.
You don't
crazy.
Yeah. That's crazy.
You should have bought a house, man.
No, I'd be up right now.
Save that.
No doubt.
I'd be up right now.
I remember back in the day, yeah, this like early 2000s, my dad was like, when you turn 18, you get a house and whatnot. But back then, the economy was different.
Yeah.
People get houses at 18 and that, but now,
bro,
I should have got a house anyway, man. Somehow, save my pocket money.
My uncle was saying like in his time, you could get a credit card, yeah, max it out, use it for the deposit and get a mortgage. You know, you could just get a credit card and use that as the mortgage. I said,
that sounds insane.
I said, do you know what we have to do now?
Do
you ever think? I always think about this. Yeah, like. Let's say like maybe like 16 to like 20, yeah, the amount of money I was making and all this and that, yeah. Mm. To think, if I just saved that bread, if where I'd be right now.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because back then, I was just doing dumb shit.
Bro,
the amount of money I spent back then, like, thinking about it now, I'm thinking, yo, I probably could have like had a nice little something.
Yeah, your savings would be mad.
Do you know what I mean?
I spent too much money on women when I was growing up.
Eh?
I was Ciroc boys.
At what age?
Ciroc, Grey Goose.
18 to 22.
What were you spending on women? What were you
doing? Dates, hotels, gifts.
Yeah, I was gift giver.
I never went through that stage. Yeah.
Were you paying bills as well?
hey,
Fred.
Wow.
No.
You too.
Oh, no.
I was just mushing.
Maybe.
Now, you don't want to pay a little light bill for the month.
A little phone bill.
A light bill for an 18-year-old.
You're paying
electricity
bill.
What are you paying for?
She's in uni, you know, my pen.
Okay.
I'm not stingy. Like, if I was working full time.
You're saying grocery money.
Yeah.
I would have loved you back then.
Yeah, know what I mean? I got help the people out.
I never did that, you know.
Is it?
Nah.
You might pay a little bill. You know,
but do you know what? Yeah,
bro, ban that.
It wasn't me like doing it just to try a beat. It was just like, do you know what?
But what age are we talking here?
Like 18 to 22.
Bro, 18 to 20. Nah, I only started. Nah, bro.
Because all my friends went.
Mashing.
Yeah, all my friends went uni and I was just working.
Mm.
So all I had was my one little phone bill I had to pay for. Rest, I could go.
Do what you want.
Clubbing, anything. But that's what happens, man.
Did you have a girlfriend back then? Or it was just different girls? Hey, pimp daddy.
Good news, yeah.
That's it.
Obviously,
big daddy.
Titles ruin things, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You always have
a vibe.
A pool of women.
A roster.
No, a vibe.
That's when I was heartbroken, though, 18 to 22.
Yeah, word.
Four years, bro.
When did you get your heart broken?
I got my heart broken in primary and I never got over it.
What?
I got my heart broken in primary.
Really, you've been heartbroken before?
Yeah.
Go on, tell us about it.
What was the first time?
It's over here. How old?
I think my first time was when I was like 17 going on to 18.
Oh, that inexperience got you.
Was he older?
I feel...
No.
So he was like 28. Yeah.
How old were you?
So when I met him,
he drove
a
compressor.
I was 16. And
what?
He was 28.
Where?
Yeah. And he told me he was 23.
Yeah, that was a scary time back when that's when men were lying about their age, like to seem younger. Yeah.
And I found out like a few months into the relationship.
But you default for him, so he's like, I'm
here.
It's
already too late. I was trapped. Do you get
it? But he's older. He's probably like paying for everything compared to your age.
Yeah. So it was just, yeah, it was mad. But I think I was heartbroken because he had a baby mum, innit?
Oh, that as well. Ooh.
And but he had a baby mum before me. And, you know, I'm just chilling as you do as a young girl. And I get a call one day like, you know, you're effing my baby mum. Did I swear?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you're fucking my baby mum. Like, I'm no, my baby dad. Hey, baby dad. You're with my baby dad. Do you know that I'm pregnant for him? Again?
Right.
As in, she was three months pregnant, was 3 months into a relationship. So
it's kind of not cheating.
It wasn't cheating, but you probably knew before you got in a relationship with me.
Did you know that he had kids?
He had one, yeah. I knew he had a baby.
Damn, you taking on a lot of responsibility.
You the stepmom that stepped up.
I was a stepmom that stepped up at that age.
Why are you being a stepmom? Get your own kids.
I swear, no, it was it like, you know when, like, boys that like come to girls at a certain stage in life, yeah? The girls just love them, innit? Like, because they're doing so much.
You could tell, like, gullible, a bit naive.
We had this conversation on the podcast recently, and it's like, when we were kids, especially when I was a kid, when I was, like, 14, 15, and you would see these girls who were, like, my age, and these brothers are pulling up in their car to pick them up after school.
Yeah.
You're hating. Yeah. Because you're too young to realise what's going on. You realise. So it's like, do you have a younger sister or anything?
No,
like
no younger.
Well, imagine if you had like a younger sister and she was like 15 and she came to you like, oh, I'm seeing this dude.
But no.
You would tell her that's
wrong.
Bring
him to me, let me chat to you.
But then it was like, you know, that age, you don't understand that.
Yeah, it's actually mad, dude.
And the crazy thing is, the dude understands it and he's the guy in the position of power. It's crazy.
Right. Using that power because you're thinking, guys my age, they can't do this for me, but this guy
drives, he's money.
It's actually so mad when you think about it, because I remember girls in like probably like what, like year nine fucking with boys in like sixth form and college and that, bro.
Do you know
it's wrong.
And like when I was thinking
you're hating, but you only look after that guy was taking advantage.
There was one time in school, yeah, when this guy was
smiling too much. I know
he was in year 11
bullshit.
He was in year 11 and he broke up with his girl, yeah. He started dating this year 8, yeah.
No.
What? The thing is, yeah, because everything's
at a midlife crisis at 16. You don't matter at 50 and they get divorced, they buy a Porsche and they go find an 18-year-old.
They were at the time, yeah, because he was at that limit where everything's fair game because he's 15, innit? And like...
No.
You're
11, 12 years old, bro.
Like, it's fair game in law, like 15. Like
no,
school,
it's not.
I'm saying in the law, until he's 16...
He's not doing anything wrong because he's not older.
It's 15-year-old and a 13-year-old.
Nah, that sounds crazy. I can't. Yeah, bro. I hope you get in trouble for that. You can't get in trouble.
Yeah, you can't.
It's a conspiracy.
No.
You're getting in trouble, bro.
Hear what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm not saying it's wrong. It's disgusting. Yeah. But I'm saying by law, nothing can happen. There's been other cases when someone's 16, someone's 15. That's very illegal.
Yeah, it's illegal.
Yeah, so that's happened in our school.
So did you do the heartbreak to make music, or have you always made music?
Do you know what? Yeah, I made music, but it wasn't about no heartbreak.
When did you start
making
music?
I started at 15.
Okay.
Yeah, like I started recording at 15. And funny enough, my boyfriend didn't even know, like at the time, like he didn't know that I made music. It wasn't until after uni that I started releasing. And we broke up when I got to uni.
This is the older guy, yeah?
Yeah.
You were for a while then.
I was with him for like 3-4 years.
Whoa.
Obviously, that child didn't come, by the way. Just letting you know.
So were you around his kids?
I think something, it just complicated. Yeah. Yeah.
Of course. I was around his kid.
I was around him.
Well, your mommy or something, bro?
Big mommy.
Once. And I was like.
No.
No, like. No, let's stop this. People will come and find me that I'm...
That's what some cat slayer. I'm not your mom.
Yes, I am. No, literally. But, and it's mad because he wasn't a bad guy. Like, he didn't mistreat me. But I just think, because I felt like I had a lot of say in the relationship. It's like, I was teaching him a lot of things.
Hey,
and that's...
Grown man get...
Hey, sometimes... Wait, hey,
let me ask you a question. Yeah. Bro. How does a 28-year-old meet a 16-year-old?
Do you know, I met him literally on my road. Like, he was literally driving in the area.
What, and so, he stopped?
What car was he driving?
Compressor, man.
At the time, it was probably a BM. Yeah, it was a BM
I hear it.
I don't remember what one.
No. You can do that though, like beauty girls on the road like that.
You can't do that now. You can't do that now.
Do you think man them don't do that anymore?
They definitely don't.
You don't say niggas don't.
Yeah, but
we're saying you shouldn't.
Why shouldn't?
I don't feel like it's appropriate.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
Am I Johnny Bravo?
Nah, ban that, man.
So what's the appropriate way? DMs. Yeah.
You know what, it's always a thing, like,
or if I see you at a social,
yeah, like, dating apps, the dancery.
Yeah. No, not even that. If we're on road, yeah, and it's like, all right, cool.
I can see a penguin, but I'm not moving.
You've given me an eye contact.
You can look at me, but I'm still not doing it.
Oh, we will. Why?
That's not doing it, man.
Are you not scared of being shot down?
No, I've done it.
They're scared.
I'm only scared of God, bro. I can't be scared of shut down. That happens.
When I was single, yeah. If like I was at a social event, cool, I moved to a girl's, whatever. If I didn't see them on the street, yeah, obviously I'd do social media, innit? Yeah. But if I saw a girl that I was feeling, I would approach her, bro. Because yeah, what's the worst that's gonna happen? Oh, nah, I'm not.
You know what it is, yeah? It's got to the point in my life, yeah. There's too many women I could potentially invest my time in.
He said he's got
another one. I'm just gonna be honest. Like, not that I'm talking to them. It's just like, yeah, in my head mentally, I've got a list. All right, cool. I got my main girl. Yeah. Then I've got, just in case that messes up, the second,
you got
third,
a roster.
Fourth.
I hear it.
Yeah. Not hear roster. It. It's like a mental.
He's got a depth roster.
Wow.
Wait,
QB one.
You know, all right, everyone knows. Yeah, the next person after your current.
Wait,
is that true?
We're talking like not, yeah, like not,
yeah,
like you're single though, innit?
Whether or not single or not, I'm being
desperate. I'm in a relationship.
Wait, what's that? FD?
Yeah,
are you single? Are you single, Alex?
I don't know what he's trying to say. Yeah.
He's basically saying you know you're next in line. Like, you know if something fucks up with this one, she's my next in line.
When I was single, I was on the same tip. Pause. But
what is going on today?
In my relationship, I'm not thinking like that, bro. I'm just with my girl, innit? But
you don't know who you're talking to. I don't know. Are you in a relationship?
Damn, man.
It's a yes or no question. Like.
Damn, that's hard.
You know how today goes, like.
No, but see, the way he's answering that, I know.
Answering like a Nigerian politician.
You know how today goes.
But you know what is, yeah, like, I don't, like, if I am seeing someone, I don't want to be putting it out there, like, you know what I mean?
That's not a relationship.
You know what is, yeah?
This nigga was talking about how he was mixing shit and piss in his garden, but he doesn't want
to. But you know what is, yeah? I give so much to the pod, I want to
keep that for myself.
That's not a relationship. That's not a relationship in my eyes.
To you.
You're just seeing someone.
That's my baby girl. We've been going strong for 10 years.
Damn, she must feel peak.
Let me ask you something as a girl.
Yeah.
Right? Because obviously, like, relationships or whatever obviously start at one of those podcasts now. Relationships, obviously, it goes through stages. At what stage do you think in a relationship where, like, a bruh should stop talking to other girls if he's seeing you?
In a relationship?
Like, let's say you're building towards it. So let's say you meet a bruh
okay,
and you're talking, you go on a few dates, and you're trending towards a relationship.
First month.
Yeah. You're strict.
Yeah.
Judge Julia.
I can't tell if he has or hasn't done it. Yeah. But in my mind, I feel like I fall in love quite fast. So if we're like moving really fast and we're like chatting every day, seeing each other every day, like you should be falling in love already by.
It's gonna take me about 18 months to fall in love.
I'll tell you what you're saying.
18 months.
Give me a week.
I feel like a month, 2 months max, but yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
So you're gonna be exclusive like 2 months in?
I think 3 months in makes sense.
I feel like it really depends on a person.
It does.
Yeah. Because for all you know, yeah, you could be chatting to someone, and then like 2 months in, they do something wild and you're like, nah, allow it.
But then,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You gotta test. Test the waters a bit.
Yeah.
Because
so you said you went uni, so what made you decide to start dropping music after uni? Or you should like, focus on degree.
I love studying. Obviously, I've done history and politics. Okay. And I just was really interested in what I was doing. And I knew that I had to make money to start music. Okay. So I needed a job. Mm-hmm. So as soon as I came out of uni, I went into like full-time work. And I saved up, then left and started music.
So what you did was you saved up and left and just jumped in straight away? Not like dropped bit by bit?
As soon as my first single dropped, I left. I told my manager I'm going.
Oh, so the first single, like...
Because I saved enough, like... And then the first single really did... It went straight, like... like people, a lot of people, it had good traction.
Absolutely.
So, and obviously that time when I was like getting to like getting my feet in the industry, I had enough saved that it wasn't an issue for me.
Woke up one day, 10K streams and just said, ain't going back to what I work.
When you were growing up, because obviously you said you started music, you said you were 15.
Yeah.
So obviously I'm assuming that like when you were growing up, you obviously like loved listening to music and singing kind of thing. Was there anyone, UK or whatever, that you kind of looked at and was like, not that you want to be like them, but it was like they kind of influenced, whether it was your sound or whether it was a case of I want to sing because that person does it and I kind of want to.
In the UK,
just in general, it can be anyone.
Obviously, I've grown up like I've had my like I grew up on So Solid and them like I just always had that a vibe in me.
Yeah.
I think at the time that I actually started writing, Nicki Minaj just came out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the first time that I know about Lil' Kim and Foxy, but in my era, it was the first time that I seen a female come out and they're rapping and they're doing it at a certain level.
She was hard.
Yeah. Do you know
what? And her prime.
Like, yeah, that when she first came out, it was like, whoa.
The Young Money.
What do you lot feel about...
Like, sorry, not to cut you off. Just wanted to say something.
Yeah. But just cut me off. Yeah.
You cut me off. So
every TikTok you post is going to start with you talking in it. Nah, but I was going to say, because I just feel like in general, black women are in a good space when it comes to music. Right?
Mm.
I don't think Ice Spice is very good, but whatever. Like, Ice Spice is there. Like you have obviously music. You have Cardi, you have City Girls, you obviously have Nicki, who's an OG, but then you also have I love Rhapsody. Like
you have Cali.
Cali.
Yeah, and then like No Name's dropping an album next month. We all know how good Lil Sims is.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So
you see what that Lil Sims, shouts to her, she's a great rapper, but like I need that app. I love the pussy raps now.
I'm not a fan. I can't do it.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
I can't do it.
You know what? The pussy raps, it's grown on me.
It's one girl. I'll just do Stunner.
Who do you like?
You see me?
You're called Stunner Girl. I was like,
I love that.
Like that. I was like, yo!
I love that song. I like your vibe.
I can't do the pussy raps.
Brother.
You know what?
I feel better. I didn't like the pussy raps as well.
But that song
is Sexy Reds.
Nah, I'm not gonna lie, you see when girls rap greasy, that's hard, bro.
Yeah.
You see Cardi's hard, bro.
She's been getting crazy on features lately, Cardi.
Yeah, bro, she's been
rip me out the plastic album, that ain't the brand new.
Yeah, that was,
I ain't smoking on those albums, bitch was smoking on you.
Artists or rappers not writing their own stuff, are you deep into that or you don't really care?
I feel like it's cool, like I feel like nowadays, you can get away with being a music brand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And because, you know, most singers don't write their lyrics.
Yeah, yeah,
true.
I think rap is a bit different because we're judged on our skill and our writing ability.
Yeah, yeah.
So I kind of take it personal in terms of like, I take pride in my shit and I'm going to look at you a little bit different if you don't write yours, but not like, oh, fuck this bitch, you don't write her shit. But I'm going to look at you a bit, I can't rate you. I can't put you as high as
like, send a little shot in a little song.
I can't put you as high as everyone else that spends time.
Yeah.
It's not easy to write, you know.
No.
Sometimes I'll be there looking, where's this one line? I'll be on Google like,
you need that
which
heartbreak.
One can I rhyme this one with?
Brain freeze
and it will
that,
take time.
Like, writer's block as well.
Do you get it? Yeah, so I can't rate you as high as the people that do write, and that's all. Yeah. But it is.
You put them in a different category.
Put you in a different category. I feel like you're more of a performer than a rapper. You're like a performer, you're entertaining.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I just think it's important for us as fans to make sure we do that differentiation between performers and, because like me, I write for a living. So it's like, I remember when ChatGPT first was coming out, someone was like to me, oh, you're a creative writer. Like, are you, you know, would you think, I'm like, I would never use it.
Right.
Because it goes against my integrity as a writer.
It's offensive,
You get me? Like, I can't, if I have to do like a 2000 like short story thing, I'm not going to go to chat, I'm going to do it myself.
Right.
I'm going to get my idea. I'm going to storyboard, I'm going to brainstorm, I'm going to do this and that, and I'm not going to go write me a snow, bro. That's not,
it's
against like, my ethics as a writer.
Right.
What do you do when you get writer's block?
I don't really get writer's block because you can write about anything. Like, I can write about you lot right now. Like, I can make a bar about anything you guys have just said, and I think people just complicate writing sometimes because they're like, oh my gosh, I need this. But when I've been reading like certain writing books and it's like, you can literally just write about anything. So how can you have writers? You can't really have writer's block. You're just putting pressure on yourself. So I don't really have pressure. Like, I just write whatever.
Sometimes you just got to go outside and experience life.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's like even with me, like anything I do, like say if it's just like nothing's going right, like you just need to go outside and just enjoy life, and it's like get
I mean, book a holiday.
You know what I started doing? Yeah. Like obviously we write for different reasons, but like writer to writer, what I started doing was, if I was out and I would get an idea, I would like scribble like a sentence or two on my notes page.
100%.
And then when I would get home, I would like write it down on my laptop or whatever.
100%.
Like sometimes shit will happen and you just need to capture that.
Always have material, because I get all my material from like things people say to me all the time. Like a man might be like, oh, you're dangerous. And I'll be like, this nigga said I'm dangerous. That's it, two lines there.
I want to ask you quickly. Drake got a lot of backlash for this, like back in the early days, because he like name dropping like actual relationships he's had.
Yeah.
Where's your like take on that? And would you do that? Would you use people that you've had relationships with as well? Is it a bit deep? Because the UK is a bit smaller.
Yeah, the UK, someone will be at your door like, hello, why are you chatting me? Yeah. I feel like UK is definitely not the place for it.
That's why I like saying this.
I fuck with that though.
I like it. Our culture is just not that.
That's why, like, in the music industry,
you never hear people. I use the actual girl's name. Like,
you can't. Yeah. But no, that's like,
but look, I know that girl, and now that's a personal situation.
Even, it depends how you drop them.
Yeah.
Even going further, like, that's why in the music industry, that's why I always feel like UK music, we can't really
go as far as they can, innit?
Because we can't be as honest, because it's like, like say if someone drops a tape and you want to be honest about it.
Yeah.
And like, why is this nigga outside the studio? Why?
Yeah. But you know, yeah, I feel like I feel like that's a problem.
It is a problem.
Because I have this conversation regarding so many different industries, music, fashion, all these things, what happened to the days where you could actually speak, like, your honest opinion?
Right.
Like, do you know what I mean?
You can't criticize nothing about being called a hater. It's like, I don't have to like everything.
But you know what it is? I feel like people, I mean, we all play into it, but people are just not too scared to say their opinion.
You know what it is? They're too nice, because they have certain holds to the music industry. It's like people want to use the music industry to climb up. So that's why they can't.
I think everyone in a way knows each other. So kind of, it feels more personal then.
But they don't want to offend people. Power as well.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing.
I feel like that's them on this and that.
But one thing about me, I'm a cool sign shit if you, like, I don't give
I don't. I'm not like, even the other day, Flashy tweeted a list of who he thinks the best in the UK are. And his manager messaged him like, yo, I got people messaging me about your list. What do you mean? Like, let me, you get me?
But that's the thing, it's like, for me as well, hating's a bit, it's like, for you, you got your creative writing. Me hating is like, it's a creative feeling. It's just like, it feels so good just to get your hate.
I agree, because like, for instance, like when I do like content or whatever, sometimes I might ask someone like, oh, what's the worst brand out right now?
Yeah.
And I almost spark that debate like on socials and that, and like, no one can really get at me calling me the hater, because I'm not the one saying it. I'm just the one sparking that conversation.
Okay. How do you take that negative? Because you're in the creative industry.
Yeah.
You're gonna get a lot of good and you're gonna get a lot of bad. How do you like filter that out?
I just think one, if you like have self-assurance, it shouldn't affect you that much.
Yeah.
I feel like I've never experienced a million people being like, da-da-da-da-da. Like it could be one comment. Like, honestly, I don't really get that much negative like energy towards me. I think it's because I put out positive energy as well, and because I'm respectfully not shit. Like, if you call me shit, that's your own. Like, I don't really care. Like, I know I'm not shit. So whatever you say, you're ugly or this, you can never, like, I don't care. Like, it's not gonna affect me. I think people that are a bit insecure, they start, what do you mean?
I think, if like, you're insecure, the spotlight shouldn't be for you.
Like,
a lot of people in that,
you'll be fighting every day.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
and these people are actually scary people. They're actually sick and mad and very sad. Like, because you gotta think, like, literally, I think people giving their opinions and that is fine, but someone coming to specifically message you,
that's insane, or making an account
where they have one follower just to say something.
They just follow you and they're attacking you.
I'm so sorry for your mum. I'm so sorry for your life, and I have to pray for you.
I've got that so many times.
That's sad.
I'm not gonna lie, I've had that.
That's actually so sad.
I don't find it sad. I find it fucking hilarious.
I feel sorry for them.
And I always say this all the time. I don't blame you. I blame your father.
Yeah.
I don't blame you, bro. I blame your father. I'm not gonna lie. It raised you right.
It is mad. It is, man. I've got
it's crazy. Remember that time when I had the KSI rant? And then the guy commented on the TikTok, on the Spotify, and on the YouTube.
How do you comment on Spotify?
Bro, I was like, this guy was...
guy hunting us down, bro.
Yeah, he's a generational hit. He was like, this is the worst episode ever.
No,
you had worse?
I'll
ask you know who.
Yeah. With comments, it's like... You just can't really pay attention to it. Yeah. Even though it was stick with you a little, like, I like a little
hate. There was one comment that pissed me off in the last episode. I'll tell you exactly what it was. When Ludo was talking about some face of the franchise.
Yeah.
No, wait, let me land. Yeah. The Brer was like, you're too wild, Chino's never here, and Atlas is too old. I'm the youngest member of this podcast. What do you mean Atlas is too old? I'm literally, these two and Chino are older than me.
Atlas are grown,
man. What do you mean I'm too old?
You're 36.
Your opinions,
I was fuming. I said, what do you mean Atlas is too old?
You know, because they say he's the oldest, because he likes boom bap rap and that. That's not that real rap, you know?
That's not boom bap rap.
He likes the metaphysical, metaphorical rap. You got to talk about like Egypt and that and going back to the motherland.
I asked the man, yo, when you're around girls, what music do you play? This nigga said drill.
No, I did.
Yes, you did. I said, would you play around the man? Oh, yeah, I play around the guy. Oh, I play drill.
I thought that.
I'll find the episode.
Please do.
I'll find the episode.
Drill.
So what do you play around the
girl? R&B, you know.
You're trying shit. You can't name 5 R&B songs. Don't do that, bro.
But nah,
even my R&B,
bro. Said R&B, bro. R. Kelly don't count.
I don't listen to R. Kelly.
You don't listen to...
No.
Hey.
Remember I said... He listens to R. Kelly.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Hey, Honey Love.
You're killing me.
Honey Love. That's
I remember, like, I was dating a girl. I was at her crib and she's playing music now. And then she asked me about R. Kelly. And I was like, I don't listen to him. She was like, I listen to him. I said, damn.
I told you, like, when I was in Barbados, me and Jem are banging out R. Kelly,
Oh, God.
Yeah, bang on the door. Doof, 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 doof.
Kind of.
Yeah, we love R. Kelly.
Like,
R. Kelly's still good in Jamaica, in Barbados.
If R. Kelly came out of prison tomorrow and the news ain't, a concert, he would sell out.
He would sell out,
The news ain't reach
I remember I got Pippin to make a playlist for a minute. Yeah. Played it.
You told this.
The sex playlist. R. Kelly came on, the girl kissed her teeth, bro. I was like, I didn't know.
Yeah.
How do you, like, you not?
A lot of people don't know like things that he's written as well. So
yeah, he's got pen is everywhere. Yeah.
He's got a can.
Apparently can't read and write. So how is he making these songs?
Let's divert from the Mad King. the thing is, have you not been tapped into Love Island?
Yeah, I know.
This is the first year.
When's this coming up, by the way?
Monday, probably.
Okay, cool, go on.
And this is the first year where I've felt like. Like,
probably Villa's mad toxic right now, you know,
bro. And I was like, I'm loving it.
My girl's watching it, but I haven't watched it.
Who's my favorite?
Or your
the Villa's mad. The last like 2-3 episodes have been hard to watch. Yeah. Villa's mad toxic.
I don't know how they passed the final evaluation.
Right, I don't have a fave.
Do you know what? Yeah, I'm saying
I'm impartial.
They're all insane.
My favorite was probably Mitch.
Cause he's insane.
I love a slimy guy.
he's a slime ball, bro. The guy slimed out all the man them.
But
it's
I think my one I didn't really like
Essex guy.
He's from Sheffield.
Yeah. Oh, the one I didn't like. Whitney.
You don't like her.
Do you know what? I don't like women. The it's giving. It's
you don't like it.
Whitney was fine up until
that's like such a shit reason.
Whitney is still the most likable girl and she's been amazing the whole season.
Yeah.
But the last like episode or two, she's been a bit, especially last episode, the whole shit with Ella. I'm like, yo, you're moving a bit.
What do you think? Yeah. Who do you think was in the wrong?
I think Whitney was in the wrong because I'll tell you why. When she said the thing about Mitch that was like, oh, like, fair enough. And she was like, oh, it's just a challenge. Then when Ella and Ty voted her, she's all up in arms about it and she's made a big deal over the whole shower thing. Mm.
I think she's offended then, more because...
they must be friends.
But then she said, oh, it's just a game to Mitch. So is that, is it just a game or not? It can't be just a game when it's...
But it's not just a game because when it concerns your actual bestie. Like, do you get it?
I feel like
when why are people going there and act like we're best friends? Nigga, I don't know you.
No, but in 6 weeks.
You're 6 weeks together, 24 that's hours. Your bestie, you do know them.
That's like a year.
Yeah.
No, but do you know what? I hear it, but like I don't hear it because... Nigga like me, it takes me a good 2-3 years just to get.
I can't let you say that, but how many times did me and you meet face to face before we did a podcast together?
Probably like 3 times.
There you go.
But
like, when you're cool with someone, you just know though, innit?
And they're cool.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's like, wait, for me anyway, I just feel like I just couldn't be cool with anyone.
Mm.
allow it, Alex, man. You be cool people all the time. I be seeing random people in your thing, bro.
Who?
Yeah.
Who am I
cool? Mango, man.
Who am I cool?
Man, Mango.
I see these industry events. Cool,
he,
everyone there, bro.
I
know how to hold this conversation.
Hey, man, come in on his pic, Sam. My bro.
Don't do that.
My bro.
You don't try to make out like I'm some social guy.
I be seeing different people on your screen all the time. Nothing wrong with that.
You know for a fact I'm not a social guy.
Nothing wrong with that, but... That's called a spade a spade, man. I call you random different people all the time on your
but you know what I mean? I'm a friend. I could be friendly with someone.
You say you can't be friendly with someone 24 hours.
Yeah, but bro, they might be.
And like we're best friends.
But they might just be doing that for the program, like, bro. You know, bare people are like we're best friends.
Yeah, to be fair, we had Rachel on here and Rachel did say that a lot of it is
fake.
Yeah.
Come on, and everybody plays into it. That's why I don't watch it, because it's just, if I went on there, you know, I would be on there for the money.
It was just like, the thing I was getting at was, I don't know who left, but he was there for like 4 or 5 days, and he was like, you man, like my family.
Oh, so Elon.
You know the ones where they...
I said, bro, no one knows you, bro.
He barely said 4 words.
You know the ones where they cry when they leave and they've been there for like 2 days.
Yeah.
Like,
no, but
they're crying because they didn't get enough.
They didn't get the deal,
clout, so.
And they left their job.
You're thinking, what am I going to do? Yeah. I didn't win the 200.
That's why.
I don't have a brand deal.
Yeah, no brand deal.
You're going home back. You're back home to be.
You left your job. You said I'm not coming back. I'm famous now.
Yeah,
you know what's so funny? If you ask Molly Mae if she was on Love Island, she'll say no.
What?
She would tell you.
Like Molly Mae has completely distanced herself.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
If you ask her, were you on Love Island? She'd be like, no.
She's jarred.
You have to, though. You have to.
She's completely distanced herself from Love Island.
She's at a different level now.
Yeah, she's gone clear.
It kind of just puts you at like a ceiling.
Yeah.
Like, I'm that person that went on Love Island. And obviously, like, she's gone on to.
Because everyone else, each season, they like do commentary on that. She doesn't do a thing.
She does, since she walked out of the villa, she has not, like. Like if you didn't watch that season of Love Island, you wouldn't even know she was on there.
Exactly.
Like, but then
that's how you're supposed to do it, though.
That's sick.
Even like Josh Denzel, like he's just.
My man's doing like bare sports, isn't it?
Nelson's got actual.
And so obviously, like there's that's people true. That cling on to it and be like, right,
"What's your thoughts on that on his music career?"
On his music career. I feel like
I've never heard a single word.
She on the same label. I don't want to say no.
In a label.
I'm not.
You're trying to get that 360 deals, isn't it?
No, I'm indie. Independent.
Yeah. Come on.
I got Death Row deal. If you're interested. I own your rights.
10 albums.
10 albums.
Yeah. And if you want to give me 100 milli,
100 mil. Damn.
10 albums. I can get 3 in a queue.
By the time
I can make it cool.
But I feel like. Do you know, I'm not mad at people. If he might have had the plan to get a platform off Love Island and just get the followers. Because starting music from scratch and no one knows you is fucking hard.
Yeah. But you also, think music is accessible now that everyone could do it now?
Yes.
It's easy.
I feel like yes.
The kind of waters, you think it waters
because,
it down?
Yes, yeah. Become like I said, it's become an entertainment thing more time where a lot of influencers can get more famous than real musicians.
Yeah.
So they got writing team.
I feel like
let me drop a track.
Someone can just drop the track. So it's hard, but some people are actually just talented and they started off doing this and then they ended up doing music, but they always had that dream.
Yeah.
So it's like a case by case situation, but I feel like yes, definitely it's becoming very easy.
Yeah.
Like,
what's one thing about like being an artist that you don't necessarily like?
I think social media.
Or being on it, having to use it,
having marketing everything about it.
Yeah.
Like, you have to do so much. Why do you have to make, like, so much content just to push your song? Like, hello, I'm a fucking artist. Like, I don't know how to, like, of course I've learned how to make content and stuff. I just want to put out my music and go.
I kind of disagree with that, though.
That what?
Like, because you have to market yourself, innit?
And probably connect with your fans and your fan base.
But I think it's the social media aspect of it. Because it's like, I don't really like to be on socials and see so much because subconsciously you see a lot when you're like active, like that you don't even want to see.
Mm.
You can just be there promoting stuff. You'll see something stupid.
Mm.
Sorry. And it will like fuck up your day. But you still have to keep, you know. Mm. But I don't mind promoting myself. I'm always down for marketing myself. But I feel like the social aspect of being present all the time.
Mm. I think what you're trying to say is like, nowadays, like before you drop something,
there
has to be like a buzz
a lead
for
up and a
buzz.
Why,
for it.
Yeah, get like, why can't you do that?
Well, I just feel like because back in the day, like I was watching something the other day, and they were saying about like Dr. Dre and like how he would just drop and like it would just like there would be so many, and like Eminem, both of them together, innit?
Yeah.
They would sell so many physical copies, innit? Yeah. But nowadays, like, people might have bare followers, but like, they can't even sell out like 100 people at a show, innit?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's hard because it's like, I get what you're saying, but it's like, if you don't put in that effort, who's going to listen to your music?
No, I don't mind the effort. The effort and the actual hard work is not even the thing. I think just social media, just because it's become so like, it's just it's a toxic place to have to spend most of your time.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I feel like they should even bring it back to selling physical CDs.
Yeah. I feel like that can show you the real who's
really your fan.
Who's there?
It goes on as well, but like, now, if you want to be a musician, you got to learn how to edit your own videos to make like a TikTok or anything.
Well, you know,
I hate that, man. Because you listen to a song on TikTok, you listen to the full thing is shit, bro.
You lied to me.
The song is rubbish.
And you know, like,
but that 10 seconds was good. And it dragged me. Yeah, I went to it. Like, the song's horrible.
Because I feel like that's the worst thing about all of these industries, fashion, music, content, all these things, because it's too saturated.
You're here today, gone tomorrow. Everything too far.
Too many people can do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Too many people can make videos. Too many people can rap. Too many people can sing. You know what I mean?
People can make podcasts.
It's like, we actually need doctors. We need lawyers.
It's very
saturated.
Yeah, every market is saturated. It's everything's so accessible.
It's tough, man. It's because like, where does it stop?
But the good thing though, it makes people who didn't have the opportunities and the resources before get into that. Because a lot of people.
Yeah. No. Listen. What I will say is that I'm not like a hater or anything. I feel like the pie is big enough for everyone to eat. I just feel like if anything, it forces people to up their game because now you need to do something to separate yourself from everyone else.
Because there's competition.
If everyone's doing a podcast, or everyone's rapping. Okay. Mm. What am I now going to do? What am I going to do different? Where people know. Okay. I can come and I can listen to Brandy and I can hear this that I'm not going to hear from no one else. Or
yeah.
I can come and listen to the Apes and Tape podcast and I'm going to hear these men speak and so it's just about
I hear that I agree with that as well.
That's definitely
I feel like it's just like it's a never ending.
Who's your dream future?
My dream, Wizkid. I'm a big Wizkid fan. I just think he's the GOAT, like
over Burna Boy, Davido, because I know those are the big
fans. I love them a lot as well, but I'm just a big Wizkid fan. Like the day I get in the studio with Wiz, I'll know that
I've arrived.
I've always said that I don't know, sometimes because I'm not too tapped in, like who's bigger, Wizkid or Burna Boy, but I think it's clear now.
Who's bigger?
Burna.
Is it?
Burna. I think so, yeah.
What do you think?
Who's better, just who's more popular.
Like, if the metrics in terms of like selling out and stuff,
it's hard.
I don't know, I've not looked at them.
I think it is Burna, but then do you know who's bigger than Burna? I think the biggest is Rema. He's gone clear.
Rema's very clear, but you gotta do something. You gotta get some stats.
Yeah. I don't know if
No.
He may have like one big song, but actually.
Now, Rema's huge. Rema's huge. Like,
this nigga's in India, bro.
Whoa.
He's genuinely huge. Like, if you look at his numbers, that's
more so than Burna.
Yeah. Clear.
Listen, I don't listen to like Afrobeats. Like,
I don't know. Yeah. I would need to look at this.
I think it's miles off. But.
Yeah, but
that's what you did a music video in Ghana. How did that come about? Because you're from there, but
yeah, I was there, and obviously the song was like Ghanaian, like it had a Ghanaian influence and sample. So I was just like, you know, I want to do something different. Like, I'm kind of tired of these UK visuals.
Mm.
I just wanted it to be natural, so. Just came out.
Would you like collab with people from over there as well? Or?
I have, I've collabed with a few artists. Even on my upcoming project, there's like I've got a collab with a Ghanaian artist.
When are you looking to drop that?
That'll be in the next couple of.
Hey, when artists do this, man. Right. I know you ain't going like, dropping that. Yeah,
in the next.
Oh, you got pushed back.
like in the next, you know, like it'll definitely be out before the year, way before the year ends.
But I hope so. Six months.
See when you ask our artists, when's it coming? It's coming real soon. It's coming.
God willing. Before the year.
Word.
So your team, what's your team like? You got like a manager? You got like a?
I've got a few.
Bro, going crazy.
It is. Wow. Pause.
Wait,
I got to say pause on this.
That's not pause.
Play.
I've got.
That is pause, though.
To a lady.
No, you were just saying that openly.
I guess it's not really pause, but yeah. I've got a management team and they're all women.
That's it.
So like two main managers and one like that kind of helps with like everything I need, like admin stuff and just like organizing stuff.
Will you always say independent or?
I feel like there's no rush to sign a big deal. I feel like when it's time to sign a big deal, you'll know, because your fan base will be so secure that they can't really bring anything to you. Like, they can't make you.
Yeah.
At a time where a label can kind of like make me, I don't want that.
And I feel like nowadays,
yeah,
what I was saying earlier,
yeah,
like, because there's so many people,
yeah,
but the good thing about that is now you don't need people like labels,
yeah,
because you can just do it yourself.
Yeah,
direct to consumer straight away.
Yeah.
But you need money, innit? That's like, I won't lie. You
to spread like marketing money and get everywhere, yeah, all these shows and whatnot.
Money. Everything costs money. You can't just really fling out a video these days and think, yeah, you gotta put money into your ads. And
you gotta pay for the video, pay for the videographer.
You gotta let
put it on web channel.
People need to hear your stuff.
Hear it, like, market.
Just
Facebook
you,
ads.
You doing like posting yourself is not enough. Like, you need like, you need a system around you. Like, you actually need to put money in. It's not cheap at all. And I think that might be the thing I hate most about it. How much money.
But I think the label helps pay and all that. Yeah. But
like, it's how much money that you need to actually constantly put. And you might be spending so much for time and not making nothing back, which is quite, it's fucked.
It's part of the game, don't it?
It's part of the game, but like, it's fucked.
Moses wanted someone to mix and master his track.
Yeah.
And because he doesn't know. And he was talking to someone, yeah, so how much is it? And then he just froze for like 2-3 minutes. Like, he just,
what'd they quote him?
Signed like 400.
Whoa.
For each track.
Yeah.
And he said he's got about 6-7. And I was like,
yeah.
I said,
good luck with that, man. See, mix the mastering, pay for leasing the beat or pay for the beat in total.
Yeah.
Studio time.
Someone wanted the feature. Someone wanted the
song. Don't even bang.
Yeah, there's a lot of time.
What will you do? You'll go mad.
There's a lot of times where people be like, cool, about to drop that song, need that money. Or even if you do drop the song, they'll be like, hey man, that's my drums on the beat. You're thinking, bro, people are slime. People are slime.
Whose estate is it? That suit everyone. Whose estate is it?
Old head, he's dead now.
He's what?
Marvin Gaye.
Try to get a churn, innit?
Yeah. Literally, if you hit wing, hey, we're suing you.
His family are
on it.
Yeah. I tapped into everything.
The smallest 1 second sample, yeah, £1 million.
A little melody, yeah. They'll be like, so I need my
meal. I need my meal, but they don't play with that.
Nah, they do not play.
But it's a money grab still.
You got anything coming out soon?
I do. I have something coming out in a week. Yeah. From Nigeria.
So Nigeria boys.
Yeah.
Shit, that's banging.
So you're international now. You get.
You know, I'm trying. You see, UK, yeah, for females, I feel like, you know, like it's just, it's hard. Mm. I feel like we don't have the, like, we're not at the top in it. Mm. It's like, there's a bit of a ceiling.
A glass ceiling, yeah.
There is a bit of a ceiling here.
It's like, and if you ain't shaking cheeks, saying we ain't trying to hear you.
It's not even shaking
even
cheeks.
Even respectfully, yeah.
They don't like that. Even if you shake cheek, they'll rather push you out. They won't want to fuck with you because they think, this ratchet shit, like they're like following Americans. They don't even like that. I think they'll rather you come on a man them.
But Lil Sims, she coming to man and people don't. She's bigger like abroad than here.
But it's weird though, because
she's big abroad. You get it? That's what shows you.
I low key think people are fake fuck with her. I can't explain it, but it's like we're just fucking with her because it's the momentum of things. It's like I've always wanted to go to someone and say, Lil Sims is the best, and like tell me your 3 favorite tracks, and it's like. People aren't really.
I hear.
Like you understand what I'm saying.
I feel like the best female artist is Mahalia.
Oh, but, yeah,
she's good. She's
but I feel like she's so underrated.
I feel like she'll come underneath like R&B.
No. That's what I'm saying. Artist, right? Yeah, but the thing is, like, in my eyes, I still feel like she hasn't really.
I would.
She's not global. Really well, she does well, but there's no reason why she shouldn't be bigger than Georgia Smith. I feel like she's.
I saw her. I saw talented. Mahalia one day. She broke my heart. With some white dude.
there's a lot of
probably a manager was like,
nah man, nah man. It was
Raven Lanae in concert a couple of weeks ago, and like she was amazing. Like,
I'm trying to think,
was amazing.
Bro.
Like
yeah.
One of the best concerts I've been to.
So I feel like as a female, you are better off collabing internationally.
Yeah.
Because. There you can really be a global star.
Do you feel like as an artist, like, do you feel like you have to get the love of like London first and then go elsewhere or I feel do you like, really care? Like,
I don't really care where I blow or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like London people know me enough. Like, you've seen me, like, you've seen me from when I started.
Mm.
Whatever support you give me, you haven't. I can't say I don't have like London support at all.
Yeah.
But that? I don't mind, like, where.
It's like, so it gets to a point where you, like, make something.
Yeah.
Where you don't make it for your friends. And it's like, now I don't make it for London.
Yeah.
Because it's
like. Bigger than that, yeah.
Yeah, like, you can get love so much elsewhere. It's like, I'm not just going to be a London artist anymore.
So you see on Spotify, your metrics and demographics and whatnot. What's your biggest, what's your most popular place?
It's UK, I think, US, Germany.
Would you ever do a show in Germany? Have you ever done it?
Of course. Yeah, I definitely would. Like, I think even America, like, I don't even set my mind or like, oh, I want to conquer America. Mm. Who has conquered America from UK like that?
Yeah.
And it's not that it's not possible, but I'm more focused on, because obviously
you could be very rich conquering Europe, because there's lots of Africans in Europe.
I'm African, innit? So I would love to just reach the diaspora and America could come after that. Like, I don't mind. I'm not going to focus
on
America, because now he's big there, but it's because
he didn't go there first. He went Europe.
Yeah, do you get it?
Africa.
So I feel like people underestimate how much money is actually made, like, in these pockets.
Yeah,
there's bare Italian artists who are so rich, bro. You would never even know who they are.
Yeah,
but they make so much money in Europe.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
French music, bro. These are all.
And there's so many Africans. Like, where are you from? Angola, Germany. Where are you from?
Yeah.
So many people. I think people UK underestimate how much. People in Europe fuck with the UK, you know.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of us should focus on that even more.
Thing I do think as well, like I had this conversation with Complex recently as well. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I feel like personally, London and the UK are like the most, how would you say, like the most like popping city right now. The country, the music, like, they're popping so much right now.
Because all of Europe, who's the next biggest thing in London?
But in America as well, bro. Like Central C,
yeah.
As much as people, they like him or they don't, like, I think he's hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, like, the way he's bridged that gap, yeah, like, no one's done that yet.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
like,
we got to wrap this up.
Yeah, but shout out Europe, man.
Shout out.
There's a lot of money there,
a lot of people are obsessed with, like, getting validation from the US, but conquer home first. Conquer home first, then branch out. That's what I've always thought.
But especially when people in Europe fuck with the UK so heavy as well. So a lot of UK artists just forget about Europe, so let's go straight to America. But no, fuck you there. A lot of them still think our accents are weird.
Yeah, it's true.
Alex is giving up. We need to wrap up. Alex is giving up.
Let's wrap this shit up.
Let's wrap up.
But sorry, I was daydreaming.
ADHD.
But no, thank you guys for pulling up.
Come on,
always love the conversation.
Anytime.
Come on, you already know it, man. Anytime. We locked in.
Thank you for pulling up.
Your single coming out on what?
27th, 28th, like the video and the single.
Oh, I think that'll be like
Thursday and Friday.
28th, Luda will play it in Albania.
You look in Albania.
Shout out, man.
You look messing with that white stuff.
Pardon?
That white stuff.
I don't know about it.
I'm going there for family business.
Okay.
Listen.
What about you? Do you be messing with the white stuff?
Hell to the night.
Oh, yeah, because you know a lot of artists in the industry.
I would never.
I'm talking about the white men.
Damn.
Shut up, man.
Damn.
I haven't actually done that either, so.
Damn.
Yeah. I said I haven't.
I was like,
he's got a girlfriend.
Don't start it.
Yeah, but hey. Someone got a rep today, you know what I mean?
I said I haven't.
You know you're next. He's like, oh, I thought she was my next.
Listen.
No, but seriously, do you guys actually all have a next in your head?
Of course, man. Of course.
You can't say that. You've been in a 10-year relationship, you said.
I don't have
that. No.
Listen. Situation. Thank you for listening. Like, share, subscribe. Like, share, subscribe, etc., etc.
Thank you, 5K subscribers as well.
Yeah, 5K subscribers.
Shout out.
Thank you.
Stream
everything from Brenya.
Exactly, stream everything from Brenya. Look out for FD from the future. That's the handle on Instagram. Bringing content all the time.
BR3NYA.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, listen, love to our guests for pulling up today.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, over and out. Thank you, guys.
Woo!
Come on.
Try it out.
Well done.
Am I in a relationship on the podcast? Of course I am.
Bro, you're wild.